95.7 The Hog, it's the Morning Hog. Riggs and Guy, brew review on our Morning Hog Happy Hour, your official radio station for Bike Week 2021. Proud to be joined by Rusty Wallace. Thanks to Josh and Amelia at SR Parat for allowing us to hang out with Rusty. And of course, we're in the midst of our St. Paddy's Day episode.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm wearing – is anybody else got green on, by the way? Rusty kind of does.
It's hidden.
And underwear does count. Yeah, it does count. Yeah, yeah. I got that too.
But I'm not going to show you.
All right, fair enough. We had a couple of great St. Paddy's Day beers on the front side. And, Josh, you've got a couple of other bullets ready for us to
– I do. I have one that's a little less known, but it's actually one of my favorite beers. Smittix.
Yes.
Reads like Smithwick's.
Pronunciation is...
But it's Smittix.
Smittix. You'll make some people angry if you pronounce it otherwise.
Right.
That's for sure.
So where does this originate?
So Ireland as well. The story about Smittix online is it actually says that it, over on the other side of the pond there, it's 3.8% alcohol. Over here, I believe it's 4.5.
Oh.
So over there, it's a little bit more sessionable, I guess you could say.
Right.
But this is an Irish red ale, so you're going to get a lot of malt, caramel. It won't be nearly as heavy as the Guinness as far as flavor is concerned. But very, very easy drinking. Been around 1710.
That is a really smooth drinking beer. Right?
Yeah, like I said, it's one of my favorite import beers.
I almost want to compare it a little bit to... Let me taste it one more time.
Yeah, absolutely. Rusty, taste a lot of it. We got plenty. I got all these, too.
Yeah. Got a little more. It's more like an IPA little hit.
It's got a little sweetness to it, too. Yeah. Just a slight sweetness.
This beer, where can we track this down other than srprot.com/beerfinder.
Total Wine, ABC, Publix's, some of your local independents, and then usually if you're in an Irish bar, they'll have it either on draft or in package as well.
And a lot of these accounts are putting the they're kind of being smart and putting these beers together. Right?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It'd be fun to drink like four of them and then see how fast you can say Smithwick's.
I would like to try this. Yeah. I feel like there's a challenge now.
Yeah, Smithwick's.
Now, Rusty, we promised on the front end that you would tell a story you've never told before. I promised it. You didn't, so you're not obligated at all. But is there anything either about your racing career or about you that nobody knows that we could reveal here on the Brew Review? Go right ahead.
Well, I'm a pretty good cook.
Done.
All right.
Good.
There you
go. I'm a pretty good...
Grilled cheese?
I'm not a bad I make a pretty good breakfast, and I make a hell of a steak, I can tell you that.
Really? Okay.
And this morning, my daughter and her husband and the new little baby are in town, so my wife is tied up playing with the baby at the condo this morning.
Okay.
And generally, she makes the breakfast, and Kenny said, hey, what, my brother Kenny flew in from St. Louis,
sure.
So he's down here with me. Boy, he's got a personality. He's funny.
He's a little bit chatty.
He's wide open. And he looks at me and said, hey, man, what time's breakfast? And I said, well... Let me go see. And Patty looked at me and says, I got the baby, man. You're cooking this morning.
Oh.
So I made my brother, Kenny, the most smoking egg and cheese sandwich this morning you've ever seen in your
life.
That's
what
That's what we're talking about.
And of course, I mean, we don't tell anybody, but he did get on his Twitter account where he's got over a million followers and now the whole world knows.
Now you're obligated.
You know, it was pretty doggone good.
Whoops.
So coming soon to grocery stores near you, the Rusty Wallace line of breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, exactly.
RW breakfast sandwich.
5%. That's all we want, just 5%. Wow, that's
RW cookbook. Waking up with Rusty.
That's right. You got 5% now,
that's
too.
Right. Yeah, that's
right. Good.
Now he's slowly losing money.
Yeah, that's true. That's all right. He won't mind. Give him another beer. All right, what else we got, Josh?
All right, so we're going to finish up with Baltimore Blonde.
Okay. Oh.
Baltimore Blonde.
This is different.
So Guinness has a brewery in Baltimore, which a lot of people aren't aware of.
Okay.
When they did their first blonde, it was kind of an homage to American beers. And then once they opened the brewery there, they kind of switched it up a little bit and made it something a little different.
Okay. I remember my first blonde.
Okay.
Was it in Baltimore?
Yes. As a matter of fact, it was.
Okay. I did not even know this was a Guinness product. And they kind of, I mean, it's there on the packaging, but it's not jumping out.
Yeah, I mean, the word Baltimore Blonde is larger than the Guinness logo.
Well, that's fantastic. That is smooth.
And it is smooth, but it's different.
Very unique.
I went to Baltimore one time to see a concert. I drove up from Georgia, and we just basically slept in the car overnight and saw it. And we went to the Bayou Club. It's down by a bunch of railroad tracks and a shipping yard, and I thought they were going to dump my body. Anyway, turns out the show was really good, and they had good beer up there. Baltimore know what they're doing. You got any Baltimore stories, Ruff, you want to tell us right now?
I went up to Baltimore last year and shot a TV commercial with Johnny Bench, the baseball player.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, for Blue Emu. It's a pain cream company.
Yeah. Sure.
And they hired me and Johnny to do that. So I was up in Baltimore and stayed right down the city. We drank a lot of beer that night and drank a lot of wine that night. I can tell you that. That was a lot of fun. But my mom was born in Baltimore.
Really?
Yeah, sure really? Was.
And Blue Emu does it good. I mean, with my if you got some achy joints, muscles and stuff, that stuff works.
It works really, really good. It's right there in Bristol, Tennessee.
Yeah?
And that's where my favorite track is. I won 9 races in Bristol, Tennessee, and they're right up the street from the racetrack. And that's where the world headquarters is. But, yeah, that's my Baltimore story.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you about – since you brought it up, let me ask you about Bristol. I've been to I've been to drag racing up there. I've not been to the Bristol race. But that community – it's your favorite track because of your success there or just because of that community around it? Because that city transforms completely. I mean, Daytona does when you come down here, but Bristol is like small town, and then all of a sudden it turns into a mecca when NASCAR hits.
Yeah, I mean, that track is a half-a-mile track. It seats 158,000 people. It's like the Roman Coliseum. Yeah. It just goes straight up. The grandstands do. It's one of the most popular tracks in the world, actually, when it comes to racing. And but they got a drag strip there that's just epic also.
Yeah.
But then when you look outside of that, the rolling hills, it's a beautiful area. It's really, really nice up there in Tennessee around Bristol. So I really enjoy it. I like a lot of tracks, too. Daytona down here has become one of my favorites.
Can't beat it.
We got a second home down here now.
Do you really?
Yeah, awesome. Now we're doing bike week down here like we talked earlier.
Can we come over?
Put them on the spot again there.
We'll ask you later. Yeah.
Nothing like inviting yourself.
But it is. Do you have your on-track success? Is it leverage against the city sometimes? I mean, are there cities that you don't like because you're like, I just can't win a race there?
Well, there's places I go to. It seemed like every time I went, I crashed.
Talladega,
Alabama.
Yeah.
I love it all down there. It's cool and everything. But every time I went to that track, it seems like I was always in a big wreck or something. Right. And I had my worst wreck ever, 1993. Flipped end over end 26 times at over 200 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I woke up in a damn helicopter on the way to the hospital. I'm like, man, every time I come here, it's a big wreck. But this one was epic. I mean, I was in the sky about 60, 80 foot just flying.
So when you woke up, you knew what had happened?
I knew what happened when I just about the time I got to the hospital. I remember I came to and I kept hearing this thump, 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 thump. I'm going, what is that thump, thump? And I'm looking around. I'm in a helicopter. I didn't know it. I'm in a big Huey, and it's going thump, 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 thump. The big blades, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I look up, and there's my car owner, Roger Penske, right there. And I look at him and go, what's going on here? He said, man, you just had one hell of a wreck.
Wow.
I said, really? He said, yeah. So it was a bad wreck. Broke my left wrist. That's all that happened. Still got a 12-inch pin in it right now.
Really?
Doesn't go off through the detectors when I go to the airport, so that's good.
No.
So what else can you sneak through?
Yeah, right. So that's my different track story. You know, and I like going there, but the finishes have been good.
Yeah.
And it's like every time I went to Bristol, it was always good. Every time I went to Martinsville, Virginia, always good. Won 7 races there. Went to Richmond, Virginia, always good. Won 7 races there, you know? But other tracks, just not to my liking. But, you know, a lot of times I talk to these other drivers, and they say the same thing I do. Sometimes it's not just about the track. It's the community you go to, the way you feel when you get in town, and your favorite restaurants you go to, your favorite beer joints you go to, the people you see. Sometimes that just overrides what you feel about the track altogether.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to have to go into Brew Review over time. We got more with Rusty Wallace coming up. Riggs and Guy Brew Review, our St. Paddy's Day sneak peek. More coming up on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.